Ladies and gentlemen, Bristol Myers, makers of Sal Hepatica for the smile of health and True Shave, the beforehand lotion, present the Eddie Cantor Show with Nora Martin, Burt Gordon, our Russian friend, Eddie Cantor, Bonzel Jr., played by Billy Gray, Leonard Sousa's orchestra, yours truly, Harry Bonzel, and starring Eddie Cantor!
Nora Martin and I sing You Kiss Me Once by special request. Nora requested me and I requested Nora to request me.
You stay away day after day. How can you be so mean to me?
Each night I pray you'll come and say, oh, I've been dreaming of you, but you never do. You kissed me once.
You kissed me twice.
You kissed me three times.
And when you took me home, you kissed me at the door.
You kissed me four.
You kissed me five.
You kissed me six times. Now you act as though we'd never met before. You took my kiss. What hurts is this? You took my heart. Now we are apart. You kissed me once.
You kissed me twice.
You kissed me three times.
Now
you've left me wanting more and more and more. Little hillbilly. Kiss me once, kiss me twice, kiss me three times. When you took me home, you kissed me at the door. You kissed me four.
You kissed me five.
You kissed me six times. Now you act as though we'd never met more. You took my kiss. What hurt you did? You took my heart. Now we are apart. You kissed me once.
You kissed me twice.
You kissed me three times. Now you've left me wanting more and more and more. And more and more. And more and more. And more, and more. Ma, who's keeping score? And more and more, and more and more, and more and more. And more, and more. Oh, yeah.
Woo. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we turn the clock back to last night, and we find our hero, Eddie Cantor, at home in his lounging robe and pajamas, having retired to his quarters. And having counted his quarters, he's preparing to go to bed.
And, isn't it past your bedtime, sir?
I know, Maurice, but I'm so excited I can't sleep. Imagine J. Edgar Hoover sending me a letter. I got myself a badge. He might make me a G-man. Isn't it exciting?
Too exciting. I don't mind the sun lamp shining in my face, but how many times are you going to keep asking me, what did I do with Hitler's body?
Oh, all right. I'll unstrap you from the chair. And you're free now. Will you go and get me a glass of warm milk before I go to bed, please?
Thought you had five glasses of milk already.
I don't care. I've got something to celebrate. Tonight I'm going to get homogenized.
Very good, sir.
Gosh, look at my badge. To think I might become a G-man. Maybe the government would ask me to be a bodyguard for Frank Sinatra.
A bodyguard. If he only had a body to guard. Oh, well, I don't know.
Hello, Harry Bonzel. Well, come
hello.
On in. Hello, Harry.
Your message to come right over. What's up?
What's up, he asked.
Yes.
Look at this badge. My pal, J. Edgar Hoover, might make me a G-man someday. And not only that, I had lunch with him yesterday and he left me fool around with his handcuffs. You should have seen me before I knew it. I had myself handcuffed to the leg of the table.
No.
Yeah.
You handcuffed yourself to the leg of the table. That was pretty dumb.
I'll say it was dumb. When Mr. Hoover had to pick up the check, I felt terrible.
Oh, I can imagine that. When it comes to handing out money, you've always been handcuffed.
Harry, what do you mean by that remark?
Well, for instance, instead of lending me the money to get my wife a fur coat, you made me buy one on the installment plan, didn't you?
Yes.
And now that guy from the finance company is living with us.
In your house?
In the house. Oh. It's awful. Eddie, you don't know what it is to have a bill collector living with you.
Don't say that, Harry. 3 months before Ida and I got married, I bought the wedding ring in a pawn shop on time. The day of the wedding, the last payment came due and I couldn't meet it.
Well, you got married anyway, didn't you?
Yeah, but with the pawnbroker as best man. I didn't mind that so much, but when the ceremony was over, before he handed the judge the $2, he took out a microscope and started to appraise Ida. No.
Well, where did your wedding take place, Eddie?
Where did my... Harry, it's so embarrassing, I hate to tell you, but I'll give you a clue.
Yeah.
When I got home, I ran my fingers through my hair, and instead of rice, 3 gold balls fell out.
You mean just because you owed for the ring, the pawnbroker made you actually get married in a hot shop?
Harry, we not only got married in that hot shop, but my first daughter was born between Jack Benny's violin and Bob Burns' bazooka. And you're complaining because the friendly finance furrier man is hanging around your house.
Well, look, please, lend me enough money so I can get rid of him, will you?
Harry, I will not give you money. I told you 100 times you are a spendthrift, and I will not give
you... Don't you say that.
You will not get... You will not get... Harry, I'm not giving you any money. I've been looking over your budget, Harry Bonzel, and there are a couple of things I wish you'd explain.
What?
What's this item here?
Where?
Number 4, breakfast.
20 cents. What is that?
Well, I eat at Schlumpmeyer's lunch counter.
I know, but do you have to have the number 4 breakfast? Isn't there some way you could save on that breakfast?
Well, I guess I could get the orange juice, coffee, toast, marmalade, bacon, eggs, and cereal and skip the wheat cakes. But I'd have to have an early lunch.
How much is that 20-cent breakfast without the wheat cakes?
A quarter. They're trying to push the wheat cakes.
So, well, altogether, how much does eating out cost you every week?
Well, that depends on tips.
What do you mean?
Well, some mornings I can't find any.
Harry, one of these days...
Hello, everybody.
Hello, Leonard Seuss. Come on in, Leonard. Say, kid, the reason I phoned you to hurry over, I wanted you to read this letter from J. Edgar Hoover.
Huh?
Read it.
Well, I... Holy smokes. You mean to read this letter I put down Forever Amber?
Yeah. Leonard, you were reading Forever Amber?
Sure. I've read it twice already.
What? You're reading Forever Amber for the third time?
You must like that book.
I sure do. What's it about, Mr. Tanner?
Oh, fine. You want to know what it's about, Leonard?
Yeah.
Well, have you read Tom Sawyer?
No, sir.
You haven't? Well, look. You lend me your copy of Forever Amber, and I'll lend you Tom Sawyer, all right?
All right? I don't know. But what's it about?
It's about a little barefoot boy.
Barefoot? That's risque.
All right, Leonard. But say, what would you think if J. Edgar Hoover made me a G-man? That's what
I... Oh, boy, a G-man. See, Mr. Kenner, I could be your assistant. My uncle's with the FBI.
Your uncle?
Oh, your uncle is with the FBI?
Yeah, they picked him up in San Diego.
Forget your uncle. What makes you think you could be a detective, Leonard?
Well, when I go to see a mystery picture, all I have to do is watch 5 minutes of it, and I can tell you which one is the murderer.
Now, wait, how are you able to do that?
I come in at the end of the picture.
Tell me, Leonard, what do you think of war bonds?
Oh, goodbye.
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 Goodbye. Goodbye. Goodbye. Goodbye. Goodbye. What's that? What's that I hear?
That's my kid. I left him in the next room when I came in.
Well, let's get him, Harry. Yes. It was Eddie Cantabonzel Jr. that I wanted to show the badge to.
Oh, well, come on in here. We'll get him for you.
Hello there, little fella. Hello. Look at the badge your Uncle Eddie's got. What do you think of that? Your Uncle Eddie, a G-man.
He's trying to talk. Since he's been listening to the radio, he talks much better, you know.
Oog. Oog.
Isn't that wonderful?
Wonderful? What's oog? Oog.
That's goo goo spelled backwards.
Well, that's perfectly natural. He has a backward father. Look, he's trying to reach for my badge. I wonder what the baby is thinking about, Harry.
Girl, Popeye says he's a G-man. How could he ever get his man? He's been married 31 years and he can't even get his boy. When he showed me his badge, he was so proud. He threw out his chest so far it almost touched his shirt. At his age, a detective. He sure will be looking funny speeding down the street with a siren on his wheelchair. Well, still, if I were a criminal, I'd hate to have Popeyes looking for my hideout. Gosh, he could stand on a corner and send his eyes around the block. Gee, Popeye's getting a badge. The FBI. Last week he got an honorary badge from the fire department. Week before, he got a badge from the post office department. I know why they keep pinning things on him. It's the only way they can hold him together. I must be a junior G-man. Every morning when Mommy comes to my crib, she says, Junior G.
Harry, while you're here at the house, I'd like you to hear this record Freddie Martell made.
Oh, well, Eddie, I'd like to hear it, but really, I've got to get the baby home. And besides, I want to write to J. Edgar Hoover and see if I can get a real FBI badge.
Harry, what makes you think he'd give you an FBI badge?
Well, after all, I've helped G-men all over the country.
Harry, what kind of G-men have you ever helped?
The kind of men that wake up in the morning in need of a laxative and say, gee, I feel headachy. Gee, I feel dull. Gee, I wish I didn't have to jet up.
Oh, and I suppose you help them by telling them that if they want to feel better... Sparkling, Sal Hepatica?
That's right, that's
right. How do you like that? I just became an FBI man today, and from that little clue you gave, I figured out what it was. Am I smart?
Ah, go on, you peek.
I didn't have to read it.
But it is true. I have told people that when they wake up in the morning feeling dull and headachy due to the need of a laxative, to drink a glass of sparkling Sal Hepatica. For Sal Hepatica taken then brings quick, gentle relief, usually within an hour. And that means you don't have to risk feeling miserable all day waiting until night to take a laxative. And besides this quick, gentle relief, Sal Hepatica helps sweeten an upset stomach by helping to reduce excess gastric acidity. That's why it's mighty wise to get a bottle of Sal Hepatica and keep it handy. Remembering this caution, use only as directed. Then, whenever you need a laxative, morning, noon, or night, see how much faster you feel better when you take gentle, speedy Sal Hepatica.
Well, Harry, now that I've given you a chance to get that off your chest, listen while I play this record. I want you to hear Freddie Martell, the singer who was honorably discharged from the Navy. This is his new recording. I walked in.
I walked in with my eyes wide open, right into the arms of love. Hardly more than a word was spoken. Out with that word, I knew the eyes was broken. I saw you with your arms wide open, and I didn't need a charm. I walked in with my eyes wide open, and I fell madly in love. And I fell madly in
love. Mr. Cantor, everyone has gone home. I do think you ought to try to get some sleep.
I'll try, Maurice, but I'm so excited about my badge. Okay.
Before you retire, sir, let's have a go at those wrinkles.
All right, all right. Well, when you cream my face tonight, Maurice...
Yes?
Not too heavy on the cold cream. Last night I kept sliding out of bed.
Well, there you are, sir. All set to go to sleep, Mr. Gander.
Say, oh, darn it, I forgot to brush my teeth.
Oh, don't bother getting up. I'll brush them and leave them in the pocket of your blue suit.
Thanks, Maurice. Good night.
Good night. Canter,
the G-Man. I wonder if they'd ever make me a real G-Man. Why not? I'm in good shape. I got strong legs. I got muscles. I got good eyes. Hope Maurice remembers to give me back my teeth.
Yes, sir. I'd show them if they ever called me in on a case.
G-Man.
You sent for me, Chief J. Eddie Tanner?
Yes, Inspector Seuss. You are the only man I could trust on this assignment. Your mission will call for several disguises. Your first disguise will be as an old man. Then you will go disguised as a woman. And then you will be disguised as a cab driver. And you must be very careful.
Yes, Chief.
If you're caught, we'll never be able to get cigarettes from that store again.
Hey, Chief.
Yes?
Washington just called. They demand that we break up the nylon stocking racket.
Well, we'll get on it right away, Inspector Bunzel. The FBI never sleeps.
Right. The first thing we need, Chief, is a clue. From now on, in the search for nylon stockings, our entire work will be looking at women's legs.
No wonder the FBI never sleeps. I've got a better idea, Inspector Monzel.
Yes, sir.
Look, we'll put on these women's clothes, go to Schlumpmeyer's lingerie store, and try to buy a nylon stocking. Take these.
Well, Chief, I've got a gun. What do I want with that slingshot?
Slingshot? That's a garter belt.
Garter belt. Hey, Chief, how do you put on this black lace mask?
Inspector Bonzel, that is not a mask. You don't wear it over your eyes.
You
over yours.
Keep still.
All right, sir.
Now, you're all set. You look very pretty. You look very pretty. You're all set except for the lipstick.
How do you put it on?
Come over here and pucker up.
What?
Pucker up. Pucker up.
But I'm not that kind of a girl.
Well, come on. Come on, Monzel. It's a long walk to Schlumpmeyer's.
Well, why don't we take the sunset bus?
Harry, dressed as women, we'd never get a seat. No. Well, here we are, Inspector Monzel. Schlumpmeyer's lingerie shop. What do you think we ought to do?
Well, now, this takes brains, Chief. Is my hat on right, by the way?
You're all right. You're okay.
Now, look. If we can get that pretty sales girl to
you
sell
look
us...
like Carmen Miranda with a hangover.
You look like the hangover.
Quiet!
Now, look, Chief. If we can get that pretty sales girl to sell us a pair of nylons, we'll go right in and grab the manager.
Yeah. Some brain you got. Pretty sales girl, and you want to grab the manager.
Wait a minute. Here she comes.
May I help you, ladies?
Yes, miss. We wanted to buy a pair of stockings.
Are they for you or for the lady with the popped eyes?
Madam, I'm not naturally pop-eyed. It's this tight girdle. You're killing me.
Well, who are the stockings for?
For my mother here.
I'm not your mother, Harriet.
Oh, now, mother's always trying to hide her age.
If I were you, I'd hide mother.
How dare you? And don't wake it up. How dare you? Young woman, we heard you had nylon stockings and we want to buy a pair.
To buy nylons, you have to go to the manager's secret office in the basement.
Uh-huh. We'll arrest the manager. We've cracked this case.
What?
You thought I was a woman when I came in here.
Well, that was the impression I was under.
Well, I'll take this wig off. See? I'm a man.
That's the impression you're under.
Come on, Inspector.
Chief. This cellar is dark.
Now listen, Montel. From now on, it's dangerous.
Yeah?
This cellar is no place for a coward. So if you get frightened...
Yes?
Call this number. I'll be in my office.
You better come with me.
Okay, Monzel. Break down that door.
But, Chief, it's open.
Well, close it and break it down. We're the police. Yeah.
They're on the floor. The manager's body. He's dead.
Yeah. He's dead.
Hey, Chief.
Yes?
Who was that?
I don't know, and don't introduce me.
Hey, that's funny. The body is lying face down.
Wait a moment. It might be Hitler.
Look this.
Yes.
Look at this cigar butt I found near the body.
What about it?
Got a match?
Quiet, Bonzel. According to this watch on the man's wrist, he died at 6:15.
But what day?
Monday.
How can you tell it was Monday?
He's wearing a calendar on the other wrist. Look. Monzel, go upstairs and bring down that sales girl, and we'll question her. And in the meantime, I look for a clue.
Okay, Keith. Don't you, Coop.
Okay, Keith.
You got one lousy line and you can't say it? Gosh, I'd love to solve this case. If I only had some clue. What I need is a clue. A clue.
I'll do you a clue.
Yes, what's going on?
Russian? You're just in time.
Why, what seems to be the murder?
Russian? Why are you at the scene of the crime? What are you doing here in Schlumpmeyer's lingerie shop?
I, sir, I'm the star detective.
Russian? You're a detective?
Most, yes. Why, in my last case, the police department was stumped. They didn't find the man they were looking for until I arrived on the scene.
What happened?
They arrested me.
Fine. Question of what you told me is true, then you're nothing but a criminal. A criminal, a thief, a dishonest character.
How dare you call me a character?
Russian, where did you ever learn to be a detective?
I go to all detective pictures.
You do? Did you see woman in the window?
No, I was unable to see woman in the window.
Why?
She pulled on the shade.
Oh, if you like mystery pictures, did you see murder, my sweet?
Where?
I said, did you see murder, my sweet?
Yes, my honey bun.
Russian, you're nothing but a clown.
Hey, Chief.
Yes.
Chief, here's that sales girl.
Inspector Vanzo? Yeah. I will take over.
Young lady, you're going to be held for questioning. And there is one thing I want to know.
What?
Can I hold you?
Yes? Can you prove you're a detective before you start this questioning?
Kemper?
Yes?
This you won't believe, because it's a lie. Once I came face to face with a notorious gang of bandits. Immediately, I took off my shoes and socks.
At a time like that, you took off your shoes and socks?
Yes, I placed the gun between my toes. It started blazing away.
Shooting with your toes? Where were your hands?
Over my ears, noise I can't stand.
Speak, but look.
Now,
speak.
Well, now, listen to me. If you can help us get rid of this nylon gang, you'll get a medal.
I don't want the medal. All I want for helping you to catch the nylon gang is 1,000 pair of nylons.
1,000? Russian, what are you going to do with 1,000 pair of nylons?
Silly boy.
While you were prowling around in the cellar, I checked on that pretty sales girl, got her fingerprints, and made a startling discovery.
What?
On each fingerprint, I found evidence of Truchet.
What has Truchet got to do with it?
Well, I sent the fingerprints to the chemical research laboratory, and they sent back this report.
What does it say, read?
It says that Truchet, a new idea in hand lotions, is a fragrant, creamy lotion designed to help keep hands soft and lovely.
I know, Harry, but does the report have any line on the murdered man's wife?
Well, our hand experts say that we're dealing with a very brilliant woman. Because after all, if she's smart enough to use Truchet, the beforehand lotion, she's smart enough to know that she can use Truchet before she goes to work, before she does dishes or undies.
Yes, but I'd like
to... So she's smart enough to know that Truchet is so effective that it will help guard hands even in hot, soapy water.
All right, Harry, all right. So she uses Truchet on her hands. Well, what else did you find out about her?
What else did I find out about her? Well, yeah, I found out that she also uses Truchet for chapped elbows and knees, and as a powder base.
I figured she was a pretty smart cookie.
Yes,
in fact, I found these letters of hers, and according to these letters, her sweetheart is the head of the nylon gang, Rocky Dolan.
Pulp me, sneeze.
No, Rocky Dolan.
Oh, Rocky Dolan, yes.
If we can find Rocky Dolan, we'll break up this whole gang. If we can find Rocky Dolan, we'll break up this whole gang.
Oh, you're looking for me?
You're late, huh? Should come to rehearsal.
Hey, what's this all about? If you two guys is looking for trouble, I'll give it to you.
Now, wait a minute, Rocky. Take it easy. Let's not you lose your head.
Let's not you lose your teeth.
Rocky Dolan, I arrest you for the murder of...
Who?
Me.
No. Wait a minute, Chief. I got him covered.
Look, Rocky, why did you kill the manager from Meyer's lingerie shop?
Because he threatened to go to the cops. When I made him let me use his store as a front for my black market nylon.
Well, Dolan, you've confessed. And I demand your unconditional surrender.
You what?
I demand your unconditional surrender as J. Eddie Cantor of the FBI.
Yes, yes, read all about it. Rocky Dolan surrenders unconditionally.
Gee, that Associated Press works fast.
Wait a minute, Chief. Rocky switched out the lights. He's not going to surrender. He's going to start shooting.
Oh, Bill, he got me. I've been shot. Oh, I've been shot.
Wake up, Mr. Kent.
Huh? Oh, Maurice. Maurice, this is terrible. I've been shot. I was running and Rocky Dolan shot me when I wasn't even looking.
Mr. Cantor, roll over on your stomach.
Why?
You haven't been shot. Your badge is pinned to the seat of your pajama.
Well, that's the end. It always happens to me. Gosh, I slept on the badge and dreamed I was a G-man. And Maurice, when Joe Louis sent me one of his boxing gloves, I dreamed I was in the ring at Madison Square Garden. Maurice.
Get it.
Get me that picture of Betty Grable, will you?
I wouldn't do that, sir. I slept with that picture of Betty Grable under my pillow last night.
Yes?
I dreamed I was on a desert island. It was awful.
Awful? You dreamed you were with Betty Grable?
No, Harry James.
Good night, Maurice.
Good night.
Ladies and gentlemen, at this very moment, thousands of our fighting men, ships, and supplies, having victoriously completed their task of liberation in Europe, are now on the way to the Pacific to lick the Japs. Their job isn't done, and neither is ours. So remember, bye, 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 a bomb. And by, the bombs you buy will bring you victory. Bye, 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 a bomb. And you'll be standing by the victory arch. We're gonna come home again, no, you need no request.
Well, after all, you know that you're investing in the best. Till the lads come back again, back the old attack again, and buy, buy bonds.
This is no time to say you've done enough.
This is the time to really do your stuff. And even if you can't be a soldier in the ranks,
you can be the guy that helps the fire guns and bring the tanks.
This is the time for you to do your best.
This is no time for you to take a rest.
The enemy is reeling and his morale is low.
So now's the time to fall in line and be of the final goal.
Buy, 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 buy a bond. And buy, the bonds you buy will bring you victory.
Buy, 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 buy a bond.
And you'll be standing by the victory arch when Johnny comes marching home again.
Oh, you should need no regret. For after all, you know that you're investing in the best.
Till the lad come back again, back the old attack again, and buy, buy, buy.
Thank you. Be sure to listen in next week, ladies and gentlemen, where we broadcast from Camp Pendleton. And in the meantime, don't forget the two products that make our Wednesdays together possible. Sal Hepatica for the smile of health, and True Shave, the beforehand lotion. Sal Hepatica, True Shave. This is Eddie Cantor saying good night, everybody.
Brother, there's nothing more annoying than sore, aching muscles after a hard day's work. But, oh, brother, there's nothing like Minute Rub to help give you speedy relief from those tired, aching muscles. Minute Rub, you see, is a modern, quick-acting rub. All you do is rub Minute Rub on briskly, and in a minute, its counter-irritant and pain-relieving actions help bring soothing, welcome relief. And listen, here at last is a quick-acting rub that's also greaseless and stainless. It disappears like vanishing cream, so it won't harm clothes or linen. So anytime you have muscular aches and pains caused by physical overexertion, get quick relief the modern way. The greaseless, stainless, Minute Rub way.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.